This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a most amazing but least likely British superhero. And in this week's Unger Report, the culture of superlatives. But first, Congress has named 2003 the Year of the Blues. That may have many connotations, but it was named in honor of America's blues masters. Among the great blues musicians is John Hammond, who came to our studios to speak with independent music critic Christian Bordahl. Hammond also brought along his guitar.
I she got a phonograph, yeah, but a doll play a lonesome word. I said Beatrice got a phonograph, man, but a dog play a lonesome word. I would evil have I done, or what evil has the poor girl heard?
John Hammond started his career back in the early 1960s, when some of the legends of the blues were still making music.
Talk about being in the right place at the right time. I was on shows with Sunhouse and Mississippi John Hurt, Buckle White, Mance Lipscomb. I got to work on tours with Howling Wolf and Muddy Waters and some of the greatest artists that ever were.
What was Howling Wolf like?
He was just one of the most dynamic performers I'd ever seen. He was almost terrifying on the stand. He could scare, but he could also just blow your mind. He was amazed that I, you know, was playing the music that I play. You know, how in the world did you ever learn to play that? And I said, from records. And he said, well, that's how I learned too. He told me that his idol when he was a kid was Jimmy Rogers, the yodeling brakeman.
Right.
And it just totally stunned me. I was amazed.
See if I go crazy, then baby I will lose my mind.
Hammond is almost a prototypical old-style blues man, except maybe for his background. He didn't grow up in the cotton fields or working on the railroad. He grew up in an affluent family in New York City and went to private school.
Hey, won't you bring your clothes back home, little girl, and try me one more time. Try me one more time, baby.
I don't think everybody that plays blues has to come from the cotton fields. I mean, blues artists come from every walk of life. I started playing professionally when I was 19, gonna be 61. So the majority of my life has been spent on the road playing blues and nightclubs and theaters and just about every kind of gig you can imagine.
Hammond's parents were divorced when he was only three, and he didn't see a lot of his father growing up. But there was definitely music in the family. John Hammond Sr. was a talent scout for Columbia Records, credited with the discovery of artists like Billie Holiday, Benny Goodman, Aretha Franklin, and Bob Dylan.
I went to Aretha Franklin's first recording session, and that was really dynamic.
Wow.
Yeah, George Benson was playing guitar with her, and she was playing piano and just wailing. 18 years old, she was. I went to Dylan's first recording date, and at that time he was a friend of mine, and I admired him tremendously and was really excited to be there when he made his first record.
Though he will always consider himself a country blues artist, Hammond has recently been stretching beyond the boundaries of the blues to play, among other things, an album of Tom Waits covers that Waits himself produced. I asked him how that came about.
My wife and Tom Waits' wife got together and decided that Tom was going to produce my next record.
Now there's a fella that's preaching about hell and damnation, bouncing off the walls at the Grand Central Station. I treated her bad, I treated her mean, better leave the town on the 219. I said, hey.
Even at age 61, Hammond spends a lot of days on the road each year. So when he comes to your neck of the woods, don't miss the opportunity to catch a real country blues artist in action.
John, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Christian.
Do you want to take us out with another tune?
Sure.
Here is John Hammond playing Slick Crown Vic, a song he wrote for his latest record, Ready for Love.
Well, I'm ready for love and I won't be tricked. I'm ready for love and it's for you I pick. Come on in now, give it a whirl. I'ma drive you, baby, all over.
That was independent music critic Christian Bordahl speaking with bluesman John Hammond. This is Day to Day from NPR News.